Friday, the 14th of May, with Chodesh Sivan, Rabbi Yossi David, Torah Shabbat Tzav with Torah Shabbat Alpe. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Lila Nishmas, with Rabbi Ephraim Fishel, then Rabbi Yo Aryeh Dick.
Truth is, I'm not used to standing here and saying, Lila Nishmas, you speak a wolf on a halachic topic. But as we're closing up to Shavuot, I think the halachic topic was covered by... I actually spoke about it once, many, I think 2 years
ago. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Lila Nishmas, with Rabbi Ephraim Fishel, then Rabbi Yo Aryeh Dick.
2 years ago, we spoke about putting the trees in the chayodim and they're gone. But funny enough, I always find it strange, and I mentioned this before, but Bnei Socher says there are two Mishpat you should daven for good effort. Now the truth is, Yom HaDin of Peres HaIlon, of trees, that's why I'm surprised that you should put Ilan Yisrak when the Mekoyer in Magen Avraham brings, because that says Nidonim Al HaPeres, you want to remind people to daven for the fruit trees. Yeah, you should have good fruits this year. So therefore it seems to be more appropriate to the Bina of Nei Socher would have said daven for good Esther when on Shavuot. Yeah, the connection is very far, but it's very connected. To Bishvat, it's the beginning of the year on the contrary. The trees haven't even blossomed, nothing. Yeah? So it's the beginning of the year to Trumas HaMaaser, but it's nothing to do with Yom HaDin, that we should daven for good Esther. I never found an answer, but the Bnei Socher brings it, and many Gdolim bring the minhag on Tu B'Shvat to daven for good Esther. But anyway, I would say, how do you say, if you daven also on Shavuot, won't do any harm. You've got many... Yeah. I'm sure previous speakers to me have covered this topic of Megillas Rus, but maybe we can look at Megillas Rus in a different perspective and trying to connect why we read the Megillah on Shavuot, yeah? So, there's many different reasons which are brought down in the Sforim as why do we read Megillas Rus. Those as early as Avud Arham. The Avud Arham is the one who interests you, or brings this meaning the first time about reading Megillas Rus on Shavuot, yeah? Same halacha we bring about reading Shir HaShirim on Pesach, Koheles on Sukkot, so therefore, he brings also Rus on, but he doesn't bring a reason why to read Megillas Rus. So, the simple reason is brought down, we make Tzir Chitim, it so happened that it happened in the time of harvesting, so therefore we read it, but it's a bit weak, that connection. So the Magen Avraham gives a different connection to show us that it's through poverty that a person is koneh Torah. You can't, out of wealth, sit comfortably. Torah, you have to go through what Rus went in order to become a good... another was the Gematria of Rus, 606, and that completed the seven mitzvah B'nai Nach, 613, some Matan Teres, many reasons. Chesed, there's a lot of Chesed, and the Torah begins with Chesed, then double Chesed, it's all Kula Chesed, yeah? And the Megillas Rus is very appropriate because there's a real law of Chesed. But I thought today maybe we can look at it in a different, try and push it as much as we can in the time we have left, yeah? To try and understand a perspective which you may have heard before, and it's brought down in some Sforim, it touches the points, but connecting the Torah Shebaal Peh to Torah Shebichtav. That means, it's well known, that in fact, the Arizal says on the night of Shavuos, you should stick to Torah Shebichtav. I know the Shlok brings an order, bringing Mishnayos and everything, you should stick more to Torah Shebichtav. And we usually relate Shavuos to Kavanas HaTorah, Torah Shebichtav. Yeah? Rida says, Adibrois, so I'd like today to connect Torah Shebaal Peh to Torah Shebichtav through Megillas Rus, through giving another interpretation to why we read Megillas Rus on Shavuot. By the way, the Sfaradim don't read Megillas Rus on Shavuot. It's an Ashkenazi minhag. And yet at night we read it as part of the Tikkun. A part of the Tikkun we read it. Next year we may be convinced to read it. But definitely there's a connection between Rus and this. We know that who compiled Megillas Rus was Shmuel HaMelech, Shmuel HaNovi, yeah? He wrote Megillas Rus. Now, Shmuel HaNovi seems to be had great interest in writing Megillas Rus because he was the one who appointed, who anointed David HaMelech as king. So, he wants to give some background to David HaMelech. So, apart from anointing Shmuel HaMelech, he anointed David HaMelech as well. And the whole of Megillas Rus is for the end part, which we all know speaks about how David came to the world, yeah, great grandson of Boaz, and how the shidduch went with Ruth, how she converted. There's an interesting Gemara in Yevamos, yeah? I'm sure you know it. The Gemara deals with the matter, apart from all the fights, the milchomos which David HaMelech had. Shiftecha mishantecha emayin hachamuni. We know that David HaMelech went through very difficult challenges. His whole life was challenge after challenge. Kula lived 70 years, challenge after challenge. And there's one aspect, one challenge which is not so well known, was the challenge of the kashrus of David HaMelech. The David HaMelech was actually allowed to marry into the Jewish community, into the Bekahal. Why? Because he came from Ruth, and Ruth came from Moab. And Moab, we know the Lo Yavo Amoni Umoavi Bikal Hashem. We've got restriction from accepting Galim from Amon Moab forever. There's no limit to the restriction, so long as we know it's an Amoni Umoavi. After some Cherub came, we can accept from anywhere. But if we know he's from Amon Moab, like we know the Ruth was from Amon Moab, so therefore we've got an issue with his kashrus. So the Gemara brings a story, an episode which took place when David HaMelech started becoming famous. So he went to fight Goliath. Yes, he took Shaul's armor, and Shaul HaMelech watches him, and he sees the armor fits him exactly. He says, this already is suspicious. If my armor fits him exactly, this guy is fit for to be a king, to be a melech. Now Shaul knows that he's in trouble about his malchus, he's about to lose it, but he doesn't know who to. Yeah? And he sees all of a sudden David takes his armor and goes to fight Goliath. Yeah? And the Gemara says that he turned around to Avner Saratzava and he asks him, the Gemara says, Ben mi ze hanar? Who is this? Yeah? So Avner turns around and says, Chai Nafshech, I don't know who he is. He loved David HaMelech Avner, yeah? He says, I don't know who he is. He knew there's a bit of jealousy starting now. So he turns around and he tells Shaul HaMelech, I don't know who he is. So what do you mean you don't know who he is? Avner, you're one of the closest people to David HaMelech, you don't know who he is. The Gemara says that, that his question wasn't who is David HaMelech, that he knew. Ben Mihu. The son of who is he? So the Gemara says, what's the nafkamina, the son of who is? So, the son of Ishai. Well, you don't know the son of Ishai? No, I'm going back to Yehuda. Peretz and Zarach. Which one of the two children of Yehuda did he come from? Because I know, as a rule, anyone who comes from Peretz is a melech, is a king. Like a melech, Peretz Geder, yeah? He's a leader. So if he comes from Peretz, I've got more to worry about. If he comes from Zarach, I've got nothing to worry about. He's only a prince, someone important, but that's it. Beyond that, he wants. He's no threat to me. So he says, he told him he's from Peretz. So when he said that, he started getting worried. So came along a Talmid Chacham, we can call him. His name was Doeg. Doeg Adomi. We know the Talmid Chacham and the terrible things he did afterwards, yeah? He turned to be David HaMelech's greatest enemy. Yeah? This is a Kfui Tova, we have to understand. David HaMelech writes in the Gemara Brachos, wants to give an example how ill a person must become if a Talmid Chacham is not well or is in trouble. You have to double for him, you have to feel. So Rashi gives an example, we explain the pasuk, the way David HaMelech davened for Doeg HaAdomi when he was ill, when he was in trouble. So David HaMelech really cared for him. So comes along Doeg HaAdomi and tells Shaul HaMelech, don't worry, don't worry. Until you ask who he is when he's from Peretz or Zarach, ask Bichlal with his kosher. This guy is Bichlal, he comes from Moab, he can't, he's also, he's finished, he can't marry in, so anyway he can't be Melech. So you've got nothing to worry about. So they went to the Beis HaMidrash and an argument broke up. There were Talmid Chacham sitting together with Doeg HaAdomi, and they said, oh, it says in the Torah, Lo Yavo Amoni. So how do you say it? Now we start, whole people in the Beis HaMidrash. Lo Yavo Amoni, Amoni, Amoni is males, not females. So comes Doeg with the Talmid Chacham, Mamzes also only males, not females. He says, Mamzes, this is Mamzeres. So maybe we should exclude also females. So it can't be. What do you say? So you say, no. It's there. What's the reason? The Torah gives a reason why he mustn't accept it. Amun Omayav. Fui Tova. We know the story. Who was Avram's nephew Lot? Where did Amun Omayav come from? Lot. Who took care of Lot more than Avram Avinu? And these people, when the Yiddish people came out of Mitzrayim, they did have the courtesy of recognition of good, of Fui Tova. These people are not worthy to join Klal Yisrael. Leave them out. He says, who usually comes out to greet people? The men! What do you want from the woman? So therefore, here, Smara, logic says that the Torah only restricts men from converting, from coming with Bekal Hashem. But women can come with Bekal Hashem. So, Doeg didn't remain quiet. Doeg says, but wait a minute. Men go for men. Women should have gone for the woman. We'll make a mechitza, kedat v'kadin, there's no problem, there will be no mixture between men and women. And the woman should have gone out to greet the woman. They couldn't do that. It's a derech of Isha, that says. So Gemara remains at a stalemate. There's a vikuach, there's a big argument between Doeg, until comes Amasha, Na'atz Chere, the Beis HaMedrash, took his sword and his dagger, and he put it down on the Beis HaMedrash, and he said, Kach mekublani mi Beis Dino shel Shmuel Anovi. And if you want, Shmuel is still alive. You can go and ask him. We received an halacha. What's the halacha? Lo yavo amoni, amoni velo amonit. Only the males. Put Svaras aside, put Lomdas aside. We've got an halacha le Moshe in Sinai that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you mustn't accept the Amon or Moav, it's only the males and not the females. Amazing. End of argument. That's it. Everyone accepted it. By the way, generations later, when it came to Ploni Almoni, generations before the Boaz, there was a similar argument in the Beis Midrash. Ploni Almoni was called Tov. Yeah, he lost his name Tov from then on when he refused to take Ruth. He was called Ploni Almoni. Yeah, when you want to refer to someone as nameless, you call him Ploni Almoni. Why? Because he lost his Tov. Because, and what was his worry? Pen ashchit et nachalati. He did not want to marry Ruth. Why? Because he was worried. Pen ashchit et nachalati. He's worried about his children. The Bnei Shalom should have been worried by himself. Can he marry her or not? Why worry about the children? Awesome.
Why did the show give thought to Mechel Basho to him if there's a Shaila with his
After the halacha was given, he gave his daughter. Yeah. I'll give my daughter. It was later. So it was okay. It was after the sack of Amasha. Yeah. So came along Boaz and he paskened and he said, Amoini velo Amoini, same argument, but he remained in Svara. Ploini Amoini wasn't convinced. And Behemis, he was right, because look, generations later, when it came to David and Shaul, it was exactly the same argument came out. So it wasn't so clear, the halacha. So Boaz took, and it became the, see, a person who loses an opportunity, doesn't know what effect he had. He lost to be the father of David HaMelech, the great-grandfather of David HaMelech. So, it says in Megillas Rus, that... by the way, talking about Elimelech, not for nothing, went to Sde Moav, it says in Megillas Rus. Why did he go to Sde Moav? He was running away from Chesed. He didn't want to give tzedakah, he didn't want to give this. Too many poor people here, he won't do well. So why do you run away if you want to go? You go to a place where the policy is to keep your doors closed. Sde Moav, that's where he went, it says in Megillas Rus. Very appropriate. Now, The Brisker Rav says like that. The Brisker Rav says something in Ashkenish. There's two ways of deriving things from the Torah. Sometimes you can derive things misvara, similar to Kal Vachomer, and sometimes there's Alocha LeMoshe Misina. When it comes to Alocha LeMoshe Misina, there's no argument about it. When it comes to things with svara, so tomorrow someone will come with a different svara and shrug it up. The argument between Ploni Almoni and Boaz was all svara. They didn't have that halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Somewhere along, it wasn't so clear. By Shmuel Anovi, he clarified matters. He said, the boy said, there's halacha l'Moshe Misinai. The what? That only Amoinim are restricted, only the males, only the Zchorim, and not the Nekevos. So that's why Ploni Almoni wasn't convinced. He said, well, what's going to happen? I'm alright, I'm convinced, Boaz convinced me, nice svara. the next generation, someone else will come. But my children are not guaranteed. Someone will come with a bigger head, like Doiga Domi, and he starts fighting, arguing the other way. But when Amasha came, not Tzcherem Vesanudash, he made his nose war here. Aloha le Moshe Messina, that's the case. This is going to Aloha. You can't argue with Aloha le Moshe Messina. So therefore, that's why. So now it makes a very clear connection. David HaMelech was born when? Shavuos. When did he die? He died on Shavuos. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it fine? Mispar Yamecha Amaleh, the tzaddikim die in the day they were born. But why Shavuos? What's so significant about Shavuos, about dying on Shavuos and being born on Shavuos? What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to show here? The Gaon says, that whenever it says, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe Lemo, whenever it says Lemo in the Torah, is to insinuate Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebalpe. Vaydaber is a dibur for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Lemo, the Gaon says, is Torah Shebalpe. With every mitzvah which we were given, the Waloch has given, which are not clearly written, specifically written in the Torah. That's the Lemoy. That's the Torah Shebal Peh. So he says, he explains the Pasuk amazing. It's the Gaon to, it says in Tehillim, Kuf Yutes, Sarim redafuni chinam, midvarcha pachad libi, sas anochi alimratecha kimotzei shalava. Something amazing. He says, Sarim redafuni chinam is doeg adumi. Yeah, and they're all trying to make me possible, they're all laughing at me. That I'm a Moevi, I can't come because of Hashem. Ledafuni chinam, umidvarcha, the dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way it's written in the Torah, pachad libi, I'm afraid. Really, if you translate what the Torah means, the egg was right. Mamzeh is males and females. When it comes to Moev, it's also both. Midvarcha, pachad libi. Sas anochi alimratecha, but because you have the Torah Shebal Peh, says the God, you've got emails, Torah Shebal Peh together with it. Ah, no. But why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu depend David HaMelech's Malchus with that? It says the Melech has a chiyuv to walk around with the Sefer Torah, no? Torah Shebichtav! But you know what our worry is? Our worry is, how will you interpret the Torah? There's enough tzedukim by tusim, reform, who interpret the Torah the way they like. Who guarantees us, who guarantees HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's going to interpret the Torah according to the way Hashem gave it in Har Sinai? Torah Shebal Peh. Who guarantees this? So you know what Hashem said? I'll depend his kingdom on Torah Shebal Peh. If one day he'll come along and misinterpret the Torah according to what he thinks, then Torah Shebal Peh is fighting. He's not worth anything. If that's the case, who said you're king? You can't come because Hashem. I can argue. So David HaMelech is constantly, and all of Malchus by David, and Mashiach, who comes to David HaMelech, is dependent on Torah Shebal Peh. If it's not, if he's not going to stick to Torah Shebal Peh, he's in trouble. Then his old Malchus will go, something amazing, I heard from the, one of the Mefarshim, Shimi ben Gera. When David HaMelech got confronted by Shimi ben Gera, the Uki Lalani Kelala Nimretzet, the Rashi Tevos and Nimretzet, Noyef, these terrible things he called David HaMelech. David HaMelech was a king, he was a Melech. He, his Talmidim was standing around him, kill him, let's kill him. He said, no, don't kill him. So what's going on? We've got our halacha. Melech Shemochal al Kvoida and Kvoida Mochal, no? If a king, Talmud Chacham Kibbutz is Torah, yeah? Torah Dileh, after he learns it. But a Melech? You're defeating the idea of what a king is. If you're going to start being Melech when you cover them, you can't be Melech. It's halacha. So how did David HaMelech forgo his cover and not kill Shimon ben Gera? Much later, he told Shlomo HaMelech, Asek Chochmatcha, do the way you think and kill him the way you think, but he didn't do anything. How come? There's a tremendous connection. Who came out of Shimi ben Gera? Mordechai. Ben Yair, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish. Now we all know that when did what happened to Kim of Kiblu? Who caused this Kim of Kiblu? Torah Shebal Peh. We know that the Pnei Yeshua says a tremendous pshat in the Gemara when it says that Kofa Alem Har Kegigis, and Tosfos asked, but already said Naaseh V'Nishma. So is that some Torah Shebal Peh that didn't say Naaseh V'Nishma? The Torah, how do you call it? The Old Testament, if you don't mind me calling it. I shouldn't even say, repeat such a this. Not a big deal. We can stick to it. We can handle it. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu started saying Teresh Baal Peh, he said, we didn't take this, oh, this is not Nasa Benishma. Kafa Lema HaKigigif. So therefore, the Pnei Yeshua says, Teresh Baal Peh. Hadar Kimu, Hadar Kibluah. Kimu VeKiblu, it says. Up to then, up to the time of Mordechai, they were forced into it. They accepted it. No choice. But in Mordechai's days, Mordechai caused them to accept it. How? Mirotzen. Teresh Baal Peh. So he says, when Shimri started with David HaMelech, David HaMelech said, wait a minute, I need him. Mordechai is coming out from him. He's going to cause to strengthen the idea of Teresh Baal Peh, to be Mekabel Mirotzen, my Kashrus into the garden. Leave him. I'm not going to kill him. I've got to wait for Shimri to have children, and only then I will tell my son Shlomo to kill him. Amazing connection. Yeah? The Gemara goes on. Why in Shavuos? Yeah? Just to connect, finish that connection. Shavuos is a tremendous chag. If people think it's a Kabbalah Sater of Teresh Bichtav, it's a big mistake of Teresh Baal Peh, much more than Teresh Bichtav. For some reason, we all know there's no date giving for Shavuos. In fact, the main name of Chag HaShavuos is Shavuos. Not Matan Torah, nothing. Shavuos. Why name a Chag Shavuos? Weeks. What a strange thing. You're naming a Chag for what you've done before the counting? And the Torah wants to tell us, you know what? Not even when to count from, you're not sure. The Torah doesn't even give a date when to start Sfirat Seomer. Doesn't say in the Torah anything. Mimachorat HaShabbat. When is Shabbat? There was an argument. The Tzedukim held Shabbos is the Shabbos after Pesach. So they'll be eating cheesecakes well after Shavuos, yeah? We know, Teresh Shabbal Peh tells us that Shabbos means Yom Tov. A day after Shabbos is a day after Yom Tov. And therefore you count from there, and only through Teresh Shabbal Peh you can do Vav V'Nissan Chag Matan Torah. That means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu depended the Kabbalah Satorah Teresh Bechtav, only through Teresh Baal Peh. That's why there's no date giving. It's very appropriate. Your mom is Teresh Baal Peh. That's a connection with David HaMelech. Without Teresh Baal Peh, there wouldn't be any David HaMelech. There wouldn't be any Kabbalah Satorah. There's no point of taking Teresh Bechtav without Teresh Baal Peh. It's pointless. It's meaningless. And that's where the going went wrong. They went and translated the Old Testament, so it looks quite simple. Translated to English, and that was a big, it says, when they translated the Torah, into Greek, yeah? Although Moshe Rabbeinu translated in 70, I've got my theory that maybe he had the ability, Moshe Rabbeinu, to translate and leaving all the learning you learn out from any drushim in any language. We don't have that ability. When they translated into Yevonis, into Greek, they lost it. When you translate the Torah literally, you take a translation, you don't need to be a big gong to compile such a thing. So that's where they went and started changing it. The Nutzrim have 200,000 different versions of the New Testament because each one came along and changed what he thought was wrong. He said, without Teresh Baal Peh, Teresh Bechtav is meaningless. It's only Teresh Baal Peh which keeps the Teresh Bechtav going. And something amazing, the Chiddusha, I'm just going to the Maskon of the Gemara, we'll end off with that. The Maskon of the Gemara is, the question is, the big question which is left, the time of Doega Adom is a great time. Why didn't the woman come and greet the men? They've got a point, the woman. They've got a point. So therefore they should also be inclusive in the Yisro. So the Gemara says something very interesting. Gemara says, Kol kevoida bas bikol mokum kashya. The kashya. She says, Tilgibu kol kevoida bas melech pnima. You know what? Bas melech doesn't go out even for other women. Her place is at home. You can't blame a woman for not going out from her home. You can't blame her. Even if it's to go and greet someone, but you can't blame her. Doesn't show if she's on the Kavasa Torah. Because the covet of a woman is to be behind, in the home. That's where covet comes. Yeah? So it says here,
except they weren't backward coming forward at the time of Pinchas and
yeah, Samuel, okay.
Did come forward. So there's a bit of a problem.
Yeah, but they came from various. You mean.
Yeah.
The Marava Amre, and that's the story, they used to say a different Mekoyim for this. When the Malachim came to Avraham Avinu, they asked, Hayel Sarah Ishtecha? In the oil. So we see the derech of a woman to be in the oil. The Chiddush Sharim says something tremendous here. Really amazing. He says when the three malachim came to Avraham Avinu, yeah, we know Gabriel, Michael, and Raphael came. Yeah, one had the shlichus to give the besera to Sarah that she's going to have a baby. One came to be merape Avraham, Raphael, and one came to overturn Sodom. What does the malach of Sodom to overturn Sodom come to Avraham Avinu? What did he? Was he afraid of walking alone? What did he come? Should have waited by Sodom. What did he come together with other malachim? What, to accompany them? They need to be a group. Malachim are afraid of doing the duties.
I'm Zuman.
But with Avraham and the Avinu. Yeah. Yeah. So
he didn't eat.
It says, what does Malach have to come together with of Afichas Daim? So for Avram to daven, because what would have been other ways for Avram to daven? He didn't know anyway he's coming. He was only told afterwards. The answer is quite simple. Says the Chiddush Arim, when the Malachim came and asked, "Ayes Sarah Ishtecha," were the Malachim or were the humans? What do you mean, where? Do they not know where Sarah is? Do they not know? They had the problem of getting information where exactly. What could have told them where Sarah is? What are they asking Avram? Avram answers, "Hine ba'oil." Says the Chiddush Arim, going to save Lot was the condition that Ruth will come out from Moav. If Ruth would not come out from Moav, then what do we need to save Lot for? He went to live with a shine, let him go as well. So they came and asked Avram Avinu, "Ayes Sarah Ishtecha?" When Avram answered, "Hine ba'ohel," so Avram was megale that the woman's place is in the oil. If a woman's place is in the oil, then we can be matir and amoinis. If an amoinis is muta, so therefore, if Moav is muta, so therefore, no. You've got truth. So he says the whole atzola of Lot depended on the tznius of Sarah. She caused it. So he says that's why the malach of Zdoim, yeah, of Avichas Zdoim came to hear this answer. As soon as he heard this answer, he says now we can go and save Lot. Otherwise, what's the point of saving Lot? So the ikir is, we have to know the conclusion of this. What we're discussing now is the importance of Torah Shebal Peh. And I want to tell you something. Yesterday, I was asked, you know, why Simchas Torah was fixed on Simchas Torah? Why not in Shavuos? Shavuos would be Simchas Torah. It's a famous question. Everybody asks this question. If Matan Torah is today, so let's answer it. In Yeshiva, we had a minhag at night, I remember, in Manchester. We used to have a rekida. On the night of Shavuos, we used to dance on the base of Medrash before we went to the meal. It was late. We made it even later. We used to dance around. They like Simchas Torah. We didn't take on Simchas Torah, but we used to dance. Rabbi Yossi says, the fattiest meal he ever had during the year was on Shavuos. Egla Tilta. Why? Kama Yosef Ika Beshuka. We were learning today Mishnah and Oil, as we're doing Psochim about whether Goy is Metame Be'oil or not Metame. It's the difference between a Goy and a Yid. We have to appreciate the fact we receive the Torah. That you are mekabel the Torah, Torah Shebichtam, Torah Shebalpeh. A Yid has to be so happy. So it's an opportunity. It says, if it wouldn't have been for this special day of Shavuos, Kama Yosef Ika Beshuka. There's so many people in Wembley Market, there's some people in this market. What would we have been different than them? It's a Torah which makes us a special nation, a special people. Torah Shebichtam, Torah Shebalpeh. So we have to realize, if you've got enough, whatever tasty food you have it in Shavuos. Show appreciation, so that you're happy. Because if not, come here as if you're Ika B'Shuka. So let me wish you that you should have a good Yom Tov, and Kosh Baruch Hu should help us to mekabel the Torah again, me'ava, and Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebalpeh.